From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. For the first time, Russian warplanes used an Iranian airbase to attack Syrian targets. U.S. Defense spokesman Colonel Chris Garver in Iraq said the U.S.-led coalition cleared the way for the Russian planes to carry out their missions.
The Russians did notify the coalition as per the Memorandum of Understanding for Safety of Flight. They activated that system as we have in the past. They informed us they were coming through, and we ensured safety of flight as those bombers passed through the area and toward their target.
U.S. spokesman Mark Toner in Washington indicated Tuesday the Russians are not just going after militant groups like Islamic State.
It's unfortunate, but not surprising or unexpected. And I think it speaks to the continuation of a pattern that we've seen of Russia continuing to carry out airstrikes, and now it appears with Iran's direct assistance, that at least purport to target ISIL and Daesh targets, as well as Nusra targets, but in fact, predominantly target moderate Syrian opposition forces.
Moscow said the strikes hit five large warehouses with weapons, ammunition, and fuel in the training camps of Islamic State and Jabhat al-Nusra terror group in the provinces of Aleppo, Deir ez-Zor, and Idlib. Police in Zambia arrested dozens of opposition protesters Tuesday after incumbent President Edgar Lungu was declared winner of last week's hotly contested election that the opposition charged was tainted. The opposition United Party for National Development said the narrow victory will be contested in the country's constitutional court, likely delaying Mr. Lungu's inauguration. Electoral Commission results show the incumbent taking just over 50% of the popular vote, bypassing a second-round ballot. This is VOA News. Turkish prosecutors are demanding a long prison sentence for exiled Muslim cleric Fethullah Gulen, accused of being behind last month's failed military coup. The state-run Anadolu news agency said after a year-long investigation, prosecutors demanded Gulen be punished with two life terms and 1,900 more years in prison. Turkey is demanding his extradition from the U.S. Meanwhile, a pro-Kurdish newspaper, the Özgür Gündem, has been closed after being accused of engaging in terrorist propaganda. The editor's, the paper's editor-in-chief, Zana Kaya, said the government is capturing all state mechanisms to build a dictatorship and shape the country the way it wants to. Turkey, under a state of emergency, has closed dozens of media outlets in the weeks following the coup attempt. State media reported police raided more than 40 companies in Istanbul in connection with last month's attempted coup. A Palestinian teenager was shot dead Tuesday in clashes with Israeli forces at a refugee camp near the West Bank city Hebron. The Israeli military said it was searching for weapons in the Fawar refugee camp when Palestinians began throwing rocks and explosives at troops. In New York, Oscar Morel appeared in court Tuesday, denying charges that he shot and killed a Muslim cleric and his associate Saturday outside a mosque in the borough of Queens. Morel, who's charged with one count of first-degree murder, two counts of second-degree murder, and two counts of criminal possession of a handgun, faces life in prison without parole if convicted in the killing of Bangladeshi cleric Maulama Akunji and Thara Uddin. Fakhrul Islam Delwar is a Bangladeshi New York community leader.
The community strongly believe it's a hate crime because these are two peaceful men coming from their worship, you know, coming from their, you know, mosque. It's clear to us that it's a hate crime, but it's up to the system how they looks at it, but the community strongly wants to, you know, this case to be taken as a hate crime.
Authorities say the suspect's motive in the alleged shootings remains unclear. Police in Guinea Tuesday fired at opposition protesters in Conakry, killing at least one, wounding at least two others. The anti-government protests were aimed at the West African country's ailing economy and government corruption. An Ethiopian court has charged nearly two dozen South Sudanese refugees with the murders of 10 Ethiopians at a refugee camp in April. The attack took place in western Gambala region after two South Sudanese children died in a car accident. In Rio Olympic action Tuesday, Kenya's Faith Kipyegon won the 1,500-meter gold, outpacing the favored Genzebe Diababa of Ethiopia. Three Chinese women won the team table tennis gold. A Chinese athlete also took gold in the men's individual 3-meter springboard diving event. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.